And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. My message this morning is based on three words from today's gospel reading. Now, at first glance, you might think that those three words are, he is risen. And yet, in reality, they are actually the next three words, the words, as he said. Faith always takes an object. It is not enough to say, I have faith. Faith in what? Faith always takes an object. And when it comes to saving faith, the object is Jesus Christ and every promise that he has made. And every promise that he has made, he has kept. Jesus is absolutely faithful to keep his promise. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always. Every promise he has made, he has kept. And that's the reason that you and I can trust his every word, because Jesus keeps his word completely. And today, the statement, as he said, the angel to the women, and in a very real sense to each one of us, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. As he said. Well, when did he say it? Numerous times. Listen to this. John chapter 2, when Jesus cleared the temple, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And in the temple courts, he found men selling cattle and sheep and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove them out of the temple and overturned their money tables. And he said, "How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" And his disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Then the Jews demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple that Jesus had been speaking about was his body. And after Jesus was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said, and they believed the scriptures and the words that Jesus had spoken. On another occasion, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you." And Jesus answered them, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." In John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd chapter, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, says Jesus, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." And then later on, right after Peter's profession of Jesus as the Christ at Caesarea Philippi, when Jesus had asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" and how his disciples had said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, others Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Then Jesus asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" And how Peter gave that astounding answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And right after that account is given to us in Matthew 16, Mark 8, and Luke 9. Right after that account, Jesus would predict his death as well as his resurrection from the dead. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. They heard all of this. The Bible says, Mark 8, verse 32, that Jesus had spoken plainly to his disciples about all of this. And then again at the Mount of Transfiguration, as Jesus and his disciples were coming down from that Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus had said to his disciples, "Do not tell anyone about what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." And then on his way to Jerusalem, right after that encounter with a rich young ruler who had asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Right after that encounter, Jesus would pull his 12 disciples aside and say to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise." Jesus said this to his disciples, that 3 days later he would rise from the dead. 10 times throughout the gospel accounts and at various points in his ministry, Jesus said to his disciples that on the 3rd day he would rise again from the dead. And then today, in our gospel reading, the words of the angel, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Do you believe it? And the answer that you give will determine where you are 1,000 years from today. For every promise that Jesus has ever made, he has kept." And then right before Jesus would pray in that Garden of Gethsemane and be crucified on the cross, Jesus would say to his disciples, "In a little while you will see me no more. And then after a little while you will see me." And some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'?" And Jesus saw that they were wanting to ask him about this, so he asked them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth," said Jesus, "you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. You will grieve." And didn't we grieve this past Friday as Jesus went the way of the cross and he died? "You will grieve," said Jesus, "but your grief will turn to joy. And today, and from this day forward, our grief is turned to joy. It was Friday, but Sunday is coming. It was Friday, but Sunday is here. Jesus Christ was dead, but behold, he is alive forevermore. I am the resurrection and the life," says Jesus. "And he who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Easter. In Jesus' name, amen."
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.